Welcome to Sociology Sorted, your go-to podcast for GCSE sociology exam prep. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important and often misunderstood topics on the OCR specification, definitions of poverty. Whether you're sitting your GCSEs this summer or just getting started, this episode is going to give you everything you need to nail this topic. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Now, before we jump in, I want you to think about something. When you hear the word poverty, what image comes to mind? Maybe it's someone in a developing country without food or clean water. Maybe it's someone sleeping rough on the streets of Manchester or London. Or maybe it's a family who can't afford to go on holiday or buy new school shoes. Here's the thing. All of those images are valid, and they actually point to the different ways sociologists define poverty. And that distinction, that's exactly what OCR examiners want you to understand. Let's start with the big picture. The core debate in this topic is between two main definitions: absolute poverty and relative poverty. Examiners will reward you for being precise about both, so let's break them down clearly. Absolute poverty is defined as a lack of the basic biological necessities required for physical survival. We're talking food, water, shelter, clothing, the bare minimum a human body needs to stay alive. This definition was pioneered by Seebohm Rowntree in 1901 when he conducted his famous study of poverty in York. Rowntree created what he called a basket of goods, a list of the minimum items a family needed to survive, and used this to calculate a poverty line. If your income fell below the cost of that basket, you were in poverty. Simple, measurable, and objective. That's the appeal of the absolute definition. But here's where it gets interesting. Rowntree's approach is often called the subsistence model. The word subsistence means just enough to survive, nothing more. And critics argue that this is far too narrow a way to think about poverty in a modern, wealthy society like the UK. Because here's the question, is it really enough to just be alive? What about being able to participate in society? What about going to a birthday party or having a warm coat or taking your kids on a day trip? These things aren't biologically necessary, but most people in the UK would consider them normal parts of life. And that's exactly the argument made by sociologist Peter Townsend in his landmark 1979 study, Poverty in the United Kingdom. Townsend argued that poverty should be understood as relative, that is, relative to the living standards of the society you live in. His definition is this: individuals, families, and groups can be said to be in poverty when they lack the resources to obtain the types of diet, participate in the activities, and have the living conditions and amenities which are customary, or at least widely encouraged or approved in the societies to which they belong. That's a longer definition, so let's unpack it. Townsend is saying that poverty isn't just about survival, it's about social participation. If you can't afford to do the things that are normal in your society, you are in poverty, even if you technically have enough food and shelter. This is a massive shift in thinking. To measure relative poverty, Townsend developed the deprivation index. This was a list of 60 items, things like having a cooked breakfast at least once a day, going on a holiday away from home at least once a year, having a warm waterproof coat, and having friends or family round for a meal. Townsend surveyed thousands of households and found that there was a clear threshold, a point at which people's income dropped and their deprivation score suddenly increased sharply. He argued this threshold represented the relative poverty line. Now, examiners absolutely love it when candidates can cite specific examples from Townsend's deprivation index. So remember these: a cooked breakfast, a holiday away from home, a warm coat, having friends round for a meal. These are the kinds of details that push your answer from a level 2 to a level 3. But Townsend's approach wasn't without criticism either. The main problem? Who decides what counts as a necessity? Townsend chose the items on his deprivation index himself. Critics argued this was subjective, that his personal values and judgments were influencing what counted as poverty. For example, is a holiday really a necessity? Some people might choose not to go on holiday even if they could afford to. Does that mean they're in poverty? This is where Joanna Mack and Stuart Lansley come in. In 1983, they published Breadline Britain, which introduced what's called the consensual measure of poverty. Instead of a researcher deciding what counts as a necessity, Mack and Lansley asked the public. They surveyed a large sample of people and asked them to identify which items they considered to be necessities, things that no one in Britain should have to go without. Items that more than 50% of the public agreed were necessities were included in the poverty measure. This approach is much more democratic and avoids the problem of researcher bias. The consensual measure is important because it addresses the subjectivity problem. If society as a whole agrees that something is a necessity, then lacking it represents genuine deprivation. This is a methodological solution that examiners expect high-level candidates to be able to explain. Now, let's talk about how poverty is actually measured in the UK today. The most widely used measure is the 60% of median income threshold. If your household income falls below 60% of the median, that's the middle income in the UK, you are considered to be living in relative poverty. This is the measure used by the government and most charities. Knowing this statistic is a real mark winner in exams. Before we move on to exam tips, let's briefly touch on social exclusion, because this is where the topic gets really sophisticated. Social exclusion is a broader concept that goes beyond income and material goods. It refers to the ways in which people can be excluded from full participation in society, not just because they lack money, but because of barriers related to health, education, housing, discrimination, and access to services. The concept was popularized in the 1990s and became central to New Labour's social policy under Tony Blair. Social exclusion is multidimensional. It involves rights, resources, and integration. A person might have enough income to survive but still be socially excluded due to disability, racism, or lack of access to education. High-level exam responses will link poverty definitions to social exclusion, showing that poverty is not just about money, but about full participation in society. Right, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. This is the section that could genuinely save you marks. Common mistake number one, confusing relative poverty with simply having less money than rich people. This is a really common error. Relative poverty is not just about inequality, it's about falling below a specific societal standard. The 60% of median income threshold is a precise measure, not just a vague sense of being poorer than others. If a question asks you to define relative poverty, you must reference a standard, ideally the 60% threshold or Townsend's deprivation index. Common mistake number two, saying that absolute poverty doesn't exist in the UK. This is factually wrong, and examiners will not credit it. Absolute poverty does exist in the UK. Homelessness, destitution, and food bank use are all evidence of people lacking basic biological necessities. The Trussell Trust, which runs food banks across the UK, distributed over 3 million food parcels in 2023 alone. That's a powerful statistic to use in your answers. Common mistake number three, describing the poverty trap or the causes of poverty when the question asks for definitions or measurement. Always read the question carefully. If it says define or explain what is meant by, you need to give a precise definition, not a discussion of why poverty exists. Now, command word strategies. If you see the word describe, you need to give two developed features with supporting information. If you see explain why, you need multiple explained reasons linked together. If you see evaluate or how far do you agree, you need a balanced argument with evidence on both sides and a clear judgment at the end. For evaluate questions on poverty definitions, a great structure is start by explaining the strengths of absolute definitions. They're objective, measurable, and allow for cross-cultural comparison. Then explain the limitations. They ignore social context and may underestimate poverty in wealthy societies. Then explain the strengths of relative definitions. They reflect social norms and are more relevant to modern societies. Then explain the limitations. They're culturally specific and the threshold can seem arbitrary. Then reach a judgment. Which definition is more useful and why? Let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What year did Rowntree conduct his study of poverty in York? The answer is 1901. Question two. What is the name of Townsend's 1979 measure of poverty? The deprivation index. Question three. What percentage of median income is used as the UK's relative poverty threshold?
60%.
Question four. What is the name of Mack and Lansley's 1983 study, Breadline Britain? Question five. Name two items from Townsend's deprivation index, a cooked breakfast and a holiday away from home. Question six. What does social exclusion add to our understanding of poverty that income measures miss? It recognizes that poverty is multidimensional, involving rights, resources, and integration, not just income. How did you do? If you got all six, you're in great shape. If you missed some, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points you need to take away from this episode. First, absolute poverty means lacking basic biological necessities for survival, associated with Rowntree's 1901 basket of goods and the subsistence model. Second, Relative poverty means falling below the living standards normal in your society, associated with Townsend's 1979 deprivation index and the 60% of median income threshold. Third, the consensual measure, developed by Mack and Lansley in 1983, uses public opinion to define necessities, addressing the subjectivity problem in Townsend's approach. Fourth, social exclusion broadens the definition further, recognizing poverty as multidimensional, involving rights, resources, and integration. Fifth, in the exam, always use precise terminology, cite named sociologists with dates, and give specific examples from the deprivation index. That's it for today's episode of Sociology Sorted. You've covered absolute poverty, relative poverty, the deprivation index, the consensual measure, social exclusion, and key exam techniques. You are genuinely well prepared for this topic now. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, precision and named examples are what separate the top grades from the rest. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.